prayer, the guru, sorted under there, I guess, how many. And I spoke about it before, I think, that we had this in the past. And I think I've seen it. But nowadays, too, I suspect at least that. I don't know, but I got initiated half a year after I met the person who would be my guru. And yep, now I have a guru, which means I'm connected to the disciplic succession and to Krishna. Otherwise you can't have your relationship to Krishna, to God. And proper rights, yes, it's very important. You should have a guru. But then we have this example there that is connect you to the electric plug in the wall. And then you get the lights, and the guru is like that. You connect in that way to Krishna. And yeah, it's a metaphor. But we took it, I think, a bit that way, that the initiation ceremony means we're connected there. The plug in the wall. Yeah, I'm connected now. And yeah, man, I would like to qualify this a bit, which I think is important, that, you know, yes, it's clear there that you must have a guru if you want to connect, you know, this with Krishna and all that, because otherwise you won't learn how to do it properly, so to speak. You need a guru if you want to learn how to play an instrument. That's how they do in India. Guru means teacher. So you need to take this knowledge and the practice of it from the teachers, from those who know how to do it, just like with everything else. In other words, you don't just sit down there and speculate. Oh, close my eyes and now I see, and I think it's like this or like that. I mean, I used to do that a lot before I came in contact with this Krishna consciousness movement. That was the only thing I knew. I read some books. So yeah, in a way, we kind of eventually tried to get guidance from within, or meditating and so on, but you're pretty much on your own. Or, well, not that either, because guru is within, and if, as many people do, saints that we read and hear about, for instance, turning within to God with love and devotion, and now lead me. Of course, that means you turn to, you have guru, Chaita guru there. So one should not make the mistake of thinking that now you can't have the relationship to Chaita guru. directly. You have to go through a physically present person. But you know, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is not physically present anymore. And the physically present teacher, guru, is so because of having learned that art of being connected to the guru within. Otherwise, from where does that person get their knowledge and see the truth? So yeah, we got all these wonderful books that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada spent most of his time and prioritized making, translating, producing. And that's first of all what we should look at when we look at this Hare Krishna movement, the books of Srila Prabhupada, and learn them and explain them to others and discuss them and doubt them and get the doubts answered and so on. And that's what I want to do here. And invite you others as well. I mean, we can be several people here if you put up your home studio. But it's not a hard thing to do. So yeah, I can even make a little video maybe about the production stuff. But anyway, here it's about guru. and here, yeah, we are helping it, we are sharing, we are teaching each other. If you're a complete beginner, then you can teach even more beginners what you have learned, and that's how we learned. I learned very much from another beginner who was just been around a few months more than I did. It's nice. Yes, we learned. There is Vartmama Pradarshika Guru also. So there are several gurus, you could say, and a very smart person sees a guru in everyone. But yes, the cyclic succession, the knowledge, the practice of that, this is the teachings how to walk this bhakti path. That's what's important. Not just the dress and the dance and the, yeah, of course, you know, kirtan and bhajan and harinam, wonderful. But it's not about the externalities, you know, how you look, what group you're in, what cool person you are, and what dress you have, and hairstyle, beads around your neck, and all of that. Tribe you belong to. Of course, that can be part of it, and that is, of course, part of it as well. But whatever the social form happens to be, be careful to keep that living. Pounding heart of spirit and there, what it's really about. And again, Guru, the books of Srila Prabhupada, read them. Don't just stand there on the street smiling into a camera. Look, I'm distributing books today. That's very nice. But Prabhupada said we should not only distribute them, we should read them as well, carefully studying them, because there's a lot in there. And that's where it all is. So yeah. Hare Krishna.